Hello and welcome to podcast 349 of Five Star Potential, your weekly Football Manager podcast. I'm Duke, and on this week's pod, I'm joined by Paul, aka Mad FM, and Dave, aka the leading star on Catch a Predator. How are we doing, everyone? Are you good, everyone? Those that don't know, if you don't watch our YouTube, Dave has a pencil line moustache, and he looks...
Do you not like it?
Like a child enthusiast.
He looks like a new, you know, the bad new gen moustaches for these 15-year-old new gens that somehow have all this facial hair. That's Dave.
That's the look I was going for, to be fair. I thought, doing the FM pod, kind of like a
Johnny's new gen. He took a picture of it into the barbers and said, I want this.
Yeah.
Anyway. On this week's pod, we're going to...
It'll be gone next pod. Sorry, Dave. It will be gone next pod. Don't worry.
That's because your mum's told you off already.
Yeah. Shush.
On this week's pod, we're going to see if there's any save updates around the place and if we are officially bringing back some renowned five-star potential spotlight where we actually have an FM topic of sorts to discuss. And if there's time, apparently there's always time, we'll also have a quiz to round things off. Before we do that, though, we've decided to put our winners and losers on hold this week and instead talk about our own lives and see what we've been up to in our little segment. I don't know what you're going to call it, Matt.
It's Dave's idea. I think he just wants to talk about his
mental health check-in.
No, it was because, well, sometimes I do winners and losers, and obviously for people listening, like today, for argument's sake, we've filled the last pod we did on Sunday, and today we're doing it Wednesday, so it's only 4 days really. And by sometimes if we talk about football, by the time the next pod's out, it's irrelevant and so on. So some, you know, it'd be nice to catch up and get people to actually get to know us a bit more.
It might stop us talking about VAR as well, which would be nice.
Exactly.
In the script, it says, I have to ask you what you've been up to this week. We only had 3 days of the week.
Yeah, well, in the last 7 days, this week? I might not have spoke to you, you know, about Sunday, what I did last Wednesday. Yeah.
Anyway, Dave, what have you been up to this week, my mate?
Well, I had quite an interesting one last week, and it was last Thursday, actually. Again, this probably doesn't put the mustache sort of narrative to, it doesn't help me too much. I had a subscriber from Talking Walls. I had a subscriber from America, said he was flying over to the UK because he was a musician, he was doing a gig, and he's like, do you want to go for a meal with me? Because I'm coming to Wolverhampton for a couple of days. And it's one of them, you're like, and like, no disrespect to some people, like, we've probably got listeners to this podcast as people in the FM community where...
I'd have a pint with every single one of you. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sure you would. There are probably some people that you think, I'm probably washing my hair that day. To be fair to him, I met up with this guy. Yeah. And it was paid for, and it was a mixed grill. Now, in the West Midlands, there's a thing like a Desi mixed grill. Not like a mixed grill at a pub where you have bacon, sausage and egg or whatever, and chicken,
it's
breast
a fire,
or whatever.
Dave.
Yeah. Now, what is it like? What's a, is it gammon?
Gammon sausage, steak, a burger. Yeah.
On a Desi mixed grill, you have like chicken tikka, chicken wings, fish pakora. Like it's bang on, but it's quite popular over here in the West Midlands. So we went there. There was a few people. So I went there and met him there, and it was all paid for. So happy days. So... That's the main highlight of my week, really.
Okay, so free food. What you're trying to say there is you've brought this whole thing into the podcast.
No, just, not just to call
us. Tell us he has an international fan who's flown thousands of miles.
You have an international fan that's flew over to meet you.
Not just for me, but yeah.
How many kilometers are you able to stretch Tinder out to, Dave, to the catchment area?
No, he's a musician and he's got a really like niche genre of music. Like he does a lot of music, I think he's like country but then does rock and stuff, but he does a lot of video game music. So there's, I think it's not my cup of tea, but like I think Fallout and Final Fantasy, he's done songs on those.
So this
on his Spotify,
all the way over from America to meet you for a meal and you've gone, it's not my cup of tea.
I'm sure he'll appreciate that. I don't listen to his music, but you know. Move on to someone else's day. Mad, how's your week been?
Worst date ever, that sounds like, Dave, but I'm glad you're getting out there and putting yourself out there. Yeah. What have I been doing this week? I suppose this week, I mentioned last week that I finished up work a few weeks ago, and I've actually registered and accepted an offer to do a master's in September. So I'm going back to college at the ripe old age of 37, full on midlife crisis. But because I finished work and then I was on holidays, I was doing a few bits. This is the first kind of week I've just been at home unemployed. And it's kind of nice. Like, I feel like I've been productive. I've gone out for a couple of jogs here and there, cleaned a few toilets here and there. I was telling you there before we started recording, I refereed my nephew's under 10 football match there, which is an experience in itself. The one thing I haven't managed to do, sadly, is play FM. But I have been spending a lot of time.
For the save update.
Yeah. But obviously, as we spoke last week, I've got new save on the brain. And I'm very much leaning towards that concept we spoke about, which was that kind of castaway idea. So I've been kind of looking at, the Atlas. I've been looking at my globe to see where I'm going to go. And I'm open to suggestions, obviously. If anybody has any suggestions, slide into the DMs, just like the international guy did to Dave.
I just feel a little bit sorry for your missus there. She's come home from work. You're unemployed. You're sat there with an Atlas or a globe and you're going, oh, where are we going to go? And she's thinking, oh, hang on, he's going to treat me to a holiday. No, no, just your FM save. Yeah. Just your FM save.
She knows already that not to get her hopes up on these things, stupid.
Well, she's with you, so I guess she doesn't really get her hopes up.
No hopes.
Her highlight of the day was just walking in behind and saying hello to us.
I was going to say, there's a lot of people, sorry, dude, there's a lot of people, and there might still be a small percentage of the people listening to this that are actually, like, retired, they've finished work. But I know of a lot of people through my work that say, like, they don't remember how they had time to actually work a normal job, like they're retired or whatever, and they're so busy doing other things.
You work for your mum and dad, you fuck all. I don't
know. Like, I'm talking about like people that have retired that we deal with that are that busy. Like, you try and book work with them. Oh no, I'm busy. And they're like, I don't actually remember how I had time to work because I was that busy with other things. And that's what Mads keeping himself busy. Mate, if I was unemployed, I'd be smashing the FM out. So yeah,
it's definitely going to happen. Like, today's Wednesday, so like the first couple of days I was kind of out of the house, actually doing a few bits out of home and over in my in-law's house. So I think tomorrow is kind of a proper free I've nothing planned day. So I think my plan would be by tomorrow, and by the time this pod comes out, even though it won't be announced here, I'll know what my next save is, because I'm fairly sure it's going to be a new one. So that's productive enough. Bash. I'll take that.
Okay, cool.
Dupe.
What have I done? I've had a mental week. I went to the County Ground last night. Went and watched the Wiltshire Premier Shield, I think they call it. So it was Chippenham Town, who are National League North, versus Swindon Supermarine, which are Southern Division Central something Premier. And they had quite a good game. They played, it was 4-3 in the end. That was quite an interesting watch. Took my grandpa with me, so that was quite nice. He used to drive the bus for Chippenham. So he was like a little superstar there. Like, everyone knew him, if you know what I mean, all the players and stuff. So he loved that. But I actually went on a stress management course yesterday as well. And I put a tweet out as well. And like, obviously it's changed now to people management. And I thought, little FM tweet. And like, I was quite shocked, really, that I had like someone on my Discord messaging me on Discord, like, I don't understand the tweet. And I'm like, what? How do you not understand it? Like, it's pretty straightforward, right? So obviously it was a shit tweet because it didn't bang. So maybe I get mad to tweet it out next time for me. Apart from that, mate, and by the time this pod comes out, we're either going to be knocked out by Coventry in the FA Cup, or we're going to be through to the final against City. And I'm very lucky to say that I'm actually there at the game. So,
love that.
I'm probably hyped for that, because I think that's my first semi-final at Wembley, I think.
Have you had any thoughts towards Forest Green, Dupe, because their relegation was officially confirmed, or are you not bothered about them? Because you did a little save and you were quite close to them in some regards before.
Couldn't give a fuck. I'll be honest, I think they were always going to hit their ceiling.
They've
got a very ambitious, they're a very ambitious club, don't get me wrong, but they just haven't got the fan base from when I went last anyway. And then they just did a load of terrible manager decisions. And I think Steve Cotchell's in there now, and I think he is the right man, and hopefully they can keep hold of him and hopefully get back up. But we know how difficult that league is to get back up.
Oh, yeah, it's so. Yeah.
But you never know in football, right? Anything can happen. But yeah, I think they'll be. I just feel a bit sorry. You know, they talked about getting the new stadium and all this jazz, and now they're down in the National League. It'd be a good save for somebody to do next year, but it won't be me.
Call an ambulance, but not for me.
Nice. So yeah, that's pretty much my week, mate. I'm also. I'll tell you one thing. Oh, I haven't mentioned this, so we'll talk about this now. I actually went and witnessed my first ever ice hockey game in England on Saturday last week, and I enjoyed it that much that I'm actually going again this week.
Where? Who?
Is it Swindon Wildcats? It's like at the local ice rink. There's a fair few people. It's like a playoff that they are in the what they call it. They're semi-professional. It's like they're at the highest division of being semi-professional, and it was pretty decent, to be fair. Really enjoyed it. So
any
yeah,
fights?
Yeah, there was two women in the crowd. I mean, it's Swindon, man. you'd expect it everywhere. There was a couple of fights on the ice, but not too much, mate. It's nice. It's always got to be fucking physical with you, isn't it? You're not just happy with just like...
I'm an angry man.
You fucking ain't you just. But yeah, I'm going to get on Saturday. So I've got a really busy weekend this weekend. So I'm sure I'll give you lots to update next week.
Nice.
Talking about updates. There you go, Dave. You like that one.
Very good.
Save updates. Matt, you said you haven't played it much. So have you got not a lot to give us?
No, very little to give you for now. I think, as I said, I'm in that place where I've kind of mentally parked the Ike save for the time being after our last conversation, which, as Dave alluded to, we only recorded 3 days ago. So, it's got to be a new save. I need a new save to get me back kind of hooked, wanting to, you know, open up FM and sit down and play it for 4 or 5 hours. And a new save is the way to go for that. And hopefully some streams to go with it.
Utterly bottled it, yeah.
Quarterfinal, Luke. Just remember, quarterfinals. We said that, you know.
Okay.
All right. I'm rooting for you.
So basically, Arsenal. Dave, talk to us about you.
Yep. Still, obviously, with FC Tokyo and smashing it at the moment. I've probably got about half a season done since the last pod. So we're not quite at the start of the Asian Champions League yet. But saying that, good news was... And I say good news as such, a Japanese team did win the Asian Champions League just now. Not me, but I'm not in it, I suppose. So that was, I think it was Hiroshima, I think it was off the top of my head. Yeah, and they're like mid-table at the moment in my league, and they comfortably beat a Saudi team. And the J-League's gone up in the league ranking, so... It's exciting me a little bit. It does bode well. I think the strength of our league has got a lot better. And the fact that a team sort of lower to mid-table is, you know, winning it is bodes well for me when I qualify for it. So, yeah, we're smashing through at the moment in the league at the halfway point. I'm nearly 20 points clear at the top of the league, like absolutely destroying it at the moment. And it was a little bit like you said, Mad, on the last pod, like, you know, it's got to the point now where winning matches and winning the league is probably a given. And it's just like waiting now for those big games to come through. We're into the quarterfinal of the sort of FA Cup. I mean, they got a few cups, to be fair. I think this is the League Cup, sorry. Quarterfinal of the League Cup into sort of the fourth round of the FA Cup at the moment. Won the Super Cup at the start of the season. And it's just come up now. Asian Champions League competition starts in 15 days. So we enter the group stage sort of towards the end of September. So definitely by the next pod, I'm hoping that I'll be well into that tournament now. I had a couple of interesting transfers as well because I've been sort of toying with and not manipulating as such, but using the foreign player rules to my advantage a little bit more. Any other foreign players that I'm looking to bring in, I want a squad player, so they're not necessarily going to moan about game time and so on. So I had one guy that I ended up loaning out, Mohamed Cisse, he's called. Real player. I think he starts at Club Bruges. Possibly is it Frosinone in Italy? I signed him on a free and then loaned him out to Anderlecht, and they had an option to buy him about 3 million and they didn't take it up. But he's come back and I've just offered him out to clubs, and there's a lot of bids in for between sort of 1.5 and 2 million. So within 6 months, you know, Japan, the finances are okay, but you're not super rich. To bring in a player on a free and then sell him for like £1.5 to £2 million 6 months later is good business. A couple of the other lads, the funny thing is no one wants to leave. People are moaning about game time and I have pretty lucrative offers come in for them or negotiate decent offers and I accept them. And then players reject the contracts. No one wants to leave. I don't know if I'm paying them too much or whether it was just too good a club to be, you know, to leave. But now they're knocking on the door saying, look, I want to go out on loan at least. So a couple of the lads I am loaning out, a couple of with options to buy, but I'm not seeing many teams take up those options. But one interesting transfer that I made right at the end of the last transfer window was an Italian striker, new gen, Giuseppe Romano is called. He'd been playing for Lazio. First team, hadn't really broken in solidly, but phenomenal attributes, like 17 technique, 17 finishing, 17 first touch, great composure at 15, 14 dribbling. Like, I'll put him on the screen if you're watching on YouTube. Fantastic player, only 24. So far he's bagged in the league, 6 goals in 9 for me. So 11 in 13 in all competitions. So, you know, doing the business. So I'm hoping that I've got him. I've got the other Japanese lad, Uno, who bagged 40 plus goals for me last season, who's already scored 12 in 15 as well in the league. So got really, really good options there. So it's just gearing up now to the Champions League. We've just started the next transfer window. Try and keep some of the better players, maybe bring in one or two of the Japanese players to strengthen the team. But turn to the league, I think it's a given. We're going to win that. But it's just all focused on the Champions League now. And I'm hoping, maybe, obviously, depending on when we do the next pod, I'm hoping that maybe we're on the next step of our adventure by then.
I was going to say.
Don't what? Say it.
How many don't. Chances are we going to give them, Dupe, to say, hopefully in the next pod we'll have won the Champions League?
Every time.
We have to set him a deadline.
Because I've not actually had a Champions League run with FC Tokyo, because when I joined them, they hadn't qualified. And like I said before, we've had the Japanese League runs compared to the Asian Champions League calendar. It throws itself out. So you win the league in like the December or whatever, the Champions League won't start till the following August. So you've got to wait almost a year before you can actually qualify for it. So we're in it now. And like, this is, it feels like it's the same path that I took with Super Sport. Like, building myself up and building a really, really solid team. I'm hoping that I haven't got to do this for the next 3 trophies. South America and North America might have to. Europe, when I get to that point, I just want to walk into a team, manage and win it. The frustrating thing is, you remember, like, probably weeks ago now, there was my new gen, Dave Azapardi, as a left back, and I was desperate. I really, really want to at least manage him. But like, I've still got plenty of time. He's 25 now though. And by the time I get to Europe, he might be early 30s, mid 30s. I don't know. So I am concerned. But, you know, he's smashing. He's played. He's worth 219 to 240 million now. So I'm hoping that maybe in the future, unless someone signs him, I don't know. I'm hoping that maybe I'll get the Real Madrid job. But 24 caps for England. Absolute beast.
You have to put him on screen. Does he have a mustache?
He still doesn't want to sign for me.
No, not quite. Mate, this guy is like 6, like left back, can play right back as well. 14 to 16 crossing, 16
tackling.
Is he
the Irish one? No? Oh, that was a different
one. No. This guy's English. Mine's Irish. Mate, genuinely some of the best mentals I've ever seen on a player. 18 concentration, 18 decisions, 18 determination, 17 positioning.
It's funny because you can't concentrate for shit.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, but I'm still trying to sign him at Simon, mate. He will just not come at all.
I just want to manage him. But this was similar on the last Pennington challenge with a guy that I spotted like 10 years prior to me managing him. I think his name was Peter Harper. He was English, playing for Real Madrid. And I thought, mate, this is like a David Beckham Nugent. He was unbelievable. And then in the end, I managed Real Madrid and managed him. And even Joe will remember that. I had some fantastic... Oh, mate, some serious... I remember half the squad that I had on that. That was like 3 or 4 years ago. That's when you know it's a good save.
I like that a lot. I like it when you have these cool memories that just you can't get rid of.
Yeah.
And it just keeps, you know...
Do you think did you get like a graphic made, Deep, when you finished it? Or like a print? I'm tempted to get like a team graphic made.
Joe did something for you, didn't he?
Where would you get that from, Dave?
Mate, I don't know, mate. Maybe first time print. Yeah. I actually made a graphic, and I haven't never got it done in the end. I had it took me ages though to make. I had a graphic where it was five shirts, like divided into five, and they're all five the different shirts of the clubs that I'd managed, and it said Pentagon 5 on it, but each line would have been a different font, so the 5 was in all the different fonts of the shirts. But it was to find the shirt font of the South African team, for argument's sake, was an absolute nightmare. Okay. And to find the exact pattern of each shirt, but that'd be sick if I managed to do that, to be fair.
Do you know what? I think I'm bored of buying shirts now. I seem to do it for all of my saves, and I just...
I haven't done that in ages. I looked at the Super Sport ones, to be fair, when I joined them, and they were really nice, but it was cheaper to buy a shirt and get it posted from South Africa than what it would be to buy a shirt in England.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you not have any South African listeners that could have helped you?
No, it was cheaper for me to buy it from South Africa than it would be for me to buy like an English shirt.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. Awesome. Okay, so fingers crossed then, Dave. Literally, we could have it on a soundboard. But hopefully this time next week, you'll have a Champions League, right?
I hope so. To be fair, I'm smashing through it. Like I said, because the league games are just a given, I'm just smashing through it at the moment. So I'm just looking now. I've got loads of games. I'll get a bit done at work tomorrow. See what happens.
Would anyone like to take a bet on whether he doesn't or does?
Depends when we do the pod next week. Over the weekend, so I don't know.
I guess we'll never know, right? I guess we'll never know. That does bring us to Science Sister. And I've got a little update for us because I'm doing something a little bit different at the moment. So if you don't know, my Starlink is very, very temperamental. And it's relatively good speed. But unfortunately, it just seems to be dropping out. And it rattles the shit out of me. I'll be honest, absolutely rattles the shit out of me. So I do have another internet service provider ready to go. They attended today. Or they didn't attend today. That's the problem. So they haven't actually fixed my internet. So... they've now said Tuesday, which is annoying. So, like, I couldn't just let it. We've been so long since we touched base with the Science Sister save. So, what I've done is I've done a little cheeky little bit in my Discord where I've just played a couple of games and just put the outcomes on. So, I think it's only 5 or 6 games we've played, but I can kind of just talk us through. So, it'd be a nice
none of these games count if you're not playing them online on a stream, too.
Correct, absolutely, mate. And I don't expect them to count. But you know, anyway,
how can I believe you? I mean, you might as well be riding a motorcycle, and then I don't know if you get
when you see the results, mate, you'll fucking believe me. Trust me. So we started off against Morecambe, and Morecambe, we went 1-0 up with a beautiful goal by James Kamara. And also I mentioned we've got the new kits, which I mentioned a couple of weeks ago. But I've also now managed to get the FM. Faces, new gen faces things on.
Nice.
And like, it's just brought a whole new character to all these players. Like, when I talk about them now, I can actually like envision what they actually, well, not what they actually look like, but what they actually look like. So if you haven't checked that out already, honestly, please do, because it is a game changer. And like I said, it kind of makes you fall in love with the save again, doesn't it? I mean, Mad, you've done yours, haven't you?
If you have a couple of good new gens, especially, you know, if you have new gens that you're playing in your squad and you're keeping,
you're
going
to see a lot of. Yeah. Yeah. So, we went 1-0 up quite early on, like I said, with a lovely goal by James Kamara, who I always thought would be quite flamboyant. He's just got a skinhead and a beard, and I think he's just goes very well with his mentals, to be fair. And then they scored 3, like on the pounce, in about 20 minutes. They went 3-1 up. And I changed a few things because we play a flat back 4, 2 DMs, 2 wingers, and then 2 strikers. And... we were creating a bit, but we were just, as soon as we went wide, we just struggled to kind of do anything with it. So I took both the wingers off, put another striker on, and then put like a attack midfielder in and played more of a diamond. And we then went and scored. Kamara scored again. Our left back scored. And then my DM scored in the 95th minute to make it a 4-3 win. And I have to say, I was like dancing around the room because it was like, it came from such a narrow bit of play that actually made it look like what I did affected that result. And I think that's nice, right? I think that is nice.
Doesn't happen as often as you'd like.
No, I know, that's the problem. And then talking about leaving it late, we played Accrington Stanley. Exactly. I let the listeners at home just, you know, you see what I did there? we played Accrington Stanley and we beat them as well, 1-0 this time with an 87th minute goal. But my new gen right back called Nuno Mendes, who we signed solely because he's Portuguese, he got injured very early on. And for some reason, I didn't have a right back, a left back, or a centre back in there. Like, I had nothing, no one on the bench that could play that role at all. And this was quite early on that he got injured. And I actually ended up playing my striker, another backup striker that come off the bench, and played at right back. And he got player of the match at right back.
exploit. Striker at right back.
No, I might have stumbled across something. So basically, I went through the list and I had a lot of DMs, which obviously we know in this day and age of football, like DMs and inverted wingbacks, sorry, inverted fullbacks, they are inverted wingbacks, play in that kind of position. And so a good DM, like I always think of Thiago Motta. Is it Thiago Motta? Or Motta?
No, Thiago Motta.
No, who's the...
The manager.
PSG.
CFM guy that was really good.
Oh. Thiago Maia.
Maia. Yes. That's it. I always think of him because he could play right back and centre back. Centre mid, sorry. And do you know, I just kind of went through the list and I didn't have anyone on the bench that I thought could do a job. And then I thought, hang on, like James Kamara, he's a winger, but like his tackling's all right. And like he could get back and do something. Anyway, yeah, he played right back. We scored right at the end in the 87th minute with a header. But more excitingly, like I said, we played a striker at right back, and he got a player of the day, which is just phenomenal. We played Billericay in the FA Cup. We beat them quite easily. They're a couple of leagues below us, to be fair. First round of the FA Cup. But we drew Cheltenham in the second round away from home, which we have played Cheltenham before this season. We drew 1-1 with them at home. But Cheltenham are probably our closest rivals. At the start of the save, they're one of our affiliate clubs, so it's quite nice to have them in such an important game. And that second round is end of November, and I'm going to play that straight after the pod, so that's pretty cool. We then go on quite a bad little run. We lose to Barnsley quite comfortably. The score was 3-2, but unfortunately, we had two shots on goal, and they both went in because their keeper was shocking. However, the striker that scored two against us is a new gen, a Jamaican new gen, who plays striker and midfield. And his name is Clifton McCracken. And he's got a brother called Phil. he doesn't have a brother called Phil. And I just think that's like, I kind of wanted to rename him Phil, but I'm hoping that, fingers crossed,
thanks for
that,
Phil,
we might have it. So I kind of want to add this as like a little bit of homework for the listeners. And let us know who... if they've had any funny new gen names, because like we've had a few and I've seen a few like we had, I think I had one last year, was like Richard Richardson or something stupid like that. So
Willie Power,
if you have any, please message them to Mad, because Mad loves to see that sort of shit and he'll pass them on. That'd be crazy.
Do you remember on my last penny, I had a midfielder called Painting from China.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah, remember? Painting.
Like the new gen surname of McCracken is incredible.
Yeah,
so
there's some brilliant ones.
And I did actually have a little look, and they've got a couple. There was a couple of other McCrackens in the game. One of them being, I think it's John McCracken, which is a Scottish goalkeeper at Norwich in the game. But apart from that, the rest
have a
look are just
see if
like
any McCrackens on
random.
Finn,
well, it must
Finn
be
McCracken.
A new gen, like I said.
I got Finn on it. Finn McCracken and Kynan McCracken.
Yeah, we've got Kieran McCracken.
Dick McCracken.
Yeah, but so there you go. I'd love to know if you get any awesome new gens, but that just made me laugh, and it didn't actually upset me as much as it should have when he scored the winner. and then again, we scraped a 1-0 win against Colchester at home, and at the time, Colchester were bottom of the league, so we should have won this quite comfortably. We scored in the 8th minute with our first shot on goal, and then we didn't have another shot on goal all game. So as much as we are doing all right with the results, we're just not actually any good. I know that sounds stupid, right? But like we don't seem to be playing well, but we pick up a result here and there.
Like Liverpool.
And then we played Bromley. Sorry?
You're just like Liverpool. Don't play that good. Yeah. Pick up fucking points.
A bit like Arsenal. And then we played Bromley. Again, Bromley is an interesting team because they kind of, when we started, they're in the National South and all that. So they kind of know where we've come from. We went 1-0. They went 1-0 up. We then equalised instantly with a penalty. And then they scored in the 91st minute, which is just so painful. These late goals. And then we had back-to-back wins against Doncaster and Chesterfield. A 3-2 and a 2-1. So, like I said, we're scoring, but we're also conceding, and we just don't ever look like we're going to win a game comfortably and see things out. And it just, look, I think we're quite good at the moment, like in the league position. We're currently sat third after 20 games. But we're going to drop. We're going to drop like a stone. The only thing that's quite positive, we got 39 points at the moment. 47 was enough to stay up. So we're kind of two wins away, in my opinion. And we should be good to stay up, which is really weird to talk so negative about it. But watching the game, it just doesn't look like we're going to do very well. But I'm so chuffed to be back on it. And I'm pretty desperate to kind of add our name to the list of the past winners. Because in the last 7 years, Forest Green, Swindon and Cheltenham, all our local guys have won this division. So I'd love to get our name on the list. So if you want to kind of catch up with it a bit more in depth and see the screens, I'm not putting anything on Twitter. I'm purposely doing on the Discord. I've just done a bit of a refresh on it, and hopefully we can kind of get that ready to go for when we get back onto the Twitch streams. But yeah, that's pretty much where I am at the moment, gentlemen.
I saw your Discord Beautiful. Thread. I had a little read. There you go.
Yeah, there's one. I haven't finished
there's one.
There's one, but no, actually, it was there's two. I think I saw a like from someone.
Wasn't me. I can tell you it wasn't me.
I can't believe, I'm calling bullshit that you've read it, because you would have read the film, Bill McCracken in there, and you didn't mention it. And you looked shocked when I mentioned it.
Didn't read it all.
Yeah. It's a bit like me and your fucking
I saw it tagged, because you tagged everyone, so I went in and had a look, and I said, oh, he's put in quite a few scenes. Yeah. So I read a few, and then I realised it was quite long. Okay.
Yeah,
it'll be good toilet. It'll be good toilet reading for me.
Maybe so.
The best.
Okay. Now that we have reached the halfway point of FM24, Mad thought it was a great idea to use this time to start looking slightly ahead to FM25 as we bring back the infamous FM25 feature roulette. Mad's come up with a few, a wacky shopping list as such of possible FM feature requests, all ideas for the new game. And Dave and I are going to run the rule on each suggestion, likely shit over every single one of them, and ultimately give it an official 5-star potential yay or fuck off to each suggestion.
I don't know why I've come on. I don't know why I've done this to myself, really, but I'm giving you...
No,
I'm
I don't. Because, like, you always moan like that we take the mickey and we put it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Entertain me, bitch.
Yeah, so I was thinking about what we said we wanted to have a little chat about some FM stuff, and I've
City's gone to penalties, by the way, chaps.
Ooh, we should be keeping one eye on that.
So that you know exactly where we are. So if you see some oohs or some A's, it's not because we think Mad's requests are good.
Yeah. Fair enough. No, different things I've seen either on Twitter or streams or just FM kind of chats or things that I had in my own head. So I've kind of thrown down a few random ideas. They're not like completely, you know, ridiculous out there, but things that would be different to what we have now in FM for sure. Things that maybe could get added in the future, whether that's FM25 or beyond. And if we actually feel strongly about them, lads, we might even go so far as to put them on the forums, because we never do. We always talk about it.
Sounds like a job for an unemployed man.
Yes, indeed. I have time. So we'll start off with the first one, lads. Inspired by real life events somewhat. A feature whereby managers, i.e. ourselves, can get sent off in Football Manager. Potentially have to watch from the stand, maybe interact with the assistant manager like prior to the game or, you know, around the squad, but no control in game. And potentially that would link into touchline bans, or maybe you miss multiple games. And how that
you
would impact.
You can get touchline bans.
You can get touchline bans.
For chatting shit in the media, is it?
Yeah.
So basically you slag off the referees for a bad decision. Mm. But like you have to do it like 3 or 4 times before.
So this would be a bit different because you'd be in game. Yeah, so maybe there's certain actions you can do abusing the ref or what that other guy, what the other manager did the last day, which is kicking the shit out of a thing on the side of the pitch. But
yeah. I don't think we mentioned this for a while. I used to play back in the day FIFA Manager, and ooh, I really like that just because of the wackiness of some of the stuff you could do on there. And I'm fairly certain you could get sent off as a manager on that. But that was because you used to be able to shout things at the referee, or it would give you a scenario where a player will like go up to you like face to face, and you can either just push them away or go down to the floor as if you've been headbutted. And like I did that before, and I got a player sent off. And it's just daft. Like, I don't think that suits Football Manager whatsoever. But
I guess I like the idea.
It's becoming quite common now.
You could have a shout, yeah, like it will like encourage or whatever, but just like berate official.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you've got the fourth official there, which isn't really in the game. The fourth official plays a big role, obviously. They take all the abuse. But you want to be careful how much abuse the officials get, because obviously it's a problem. But I still think it's a reality.
I don't like this idea, man.
I like it, but it's how it's implemented into the game.
I just think you're going to end up getting people like trying to double kung fu kick the fucking referee because they get you sent somebody else. Yeah,
that ain't going to be an option, though, is it?
Oh, VAR's coming soon. I see Curtis swinging his fucking...
Oh, man, a network game on VAR would be absolutely brilliant, mate. Oh, man.
So, on an absolute tangent, right? I was watching I'm assuming it was TikTok or an Instagram reel of a guy from Germany with some Apple Vision Pros, and he was watching a game in Germany. And so if you don't know what the Apple Vision Pros are, they're like goggles that go on your face and then you can get things come up. So what he had was, I'm assuming this is a concept rather than an actual thing, because if this is a real thing, I'm buying it. Like literally you're going out tomorrow buying one. But he had the game up here. So wherever he looked, the game was in that vision so he could see. And then on his lap was pretty much like a Subutio. And it was like a 2D of where all the players were on the pitch.
Oh my God.
I've seen a screenshot of this on Twitter, I think.
When you look to the left and when you look to the right, you just see fans as if you are stood on the... And it just looked...
What's this meant to be, a real football match or what FM would be like?
I'm guessing it would be what FM would be like. I don't know whether it was... I don't know whether it was, like I said, a...
That'd be mad.
A concept, I mean,
it's interesting because one of the ones on this list a little bit further down is the concept of a VR experience in the game. So your view is on the sideline. So let's the first one for the red card in game. So during match, kind of red card possibility.
I'm a yay. Depending on how they implement it, I'm a yay.
I've just found it, chaps. I've just found it. Let me link it to you. I'm a nay to that, Matt. I don't like it. It stinks.
Okay. 50-50.
But I'm a yay to this. I don't know, Dave, if you can show a tweet on screen to people at home can watch. This is just like insane.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on. Yeah. When you look at the screen,
I mean, I'd watch it.
If I quickly screen, again.
And to while Dave's bringing that up on screen, like the idea in FM would be, you know, what we see is a kind of a sideline view and you choose the different cameras, but a manager view. So you're literally standing on the touchline.
Yeah.
So similar to this concept, that was one of the ones I had on my list as a feature, that you're watching the game from below.
Oh, that's a bit different to what I thought. I thought you'd be actually in the ground.
We will leave. We will leave the link in the description of the podcast. You can see what we're watching. Or you can either go over to. I don't know why I went really Irish. You can either go over to our YouTube channel as well, where we'll have this podcast live on YouTube, so you can watch it. But that is kind of what I meant, right? So you've got the game. It's interactive to that below. So you can have that in the game.
That'd be easy to implement into the game, I think.
They have all the
devs
there.
Just sat there going, what are you talking about, Dave?
No, because that's just like two different angles of FM as such. You have looking up and that's like your normal TV mode, and then on his lap he's got just like a really high, I don't know what it's called, director really zoomed out.
And then on the right hand side, just to him, you can pick, I don't know, but yes, he's assistant manager, you can pick up your tablet and you can do your subs on your tablet. It's just mental. Again, great for the audio listeners. But yeah, basically, it's exactly as I described. Next one, Matt.
Yeah, so we can call that one, right? Because I did have it on the list, like a VR experience where your camera view is the manager view.
The one
thing I'll say is, if you think about the way we play FM now, and you can have your data analyst view and director view and all that, you can see a lot, like, from the top. You would lose that by going to the manager view. So that's just a little caveat there, because there's only so much you can see as when you're at the same level, which is interesting. Yay or nay for manager view, VR kind of experience in FM?
I think if you do a manager view, you'd have it like that video. When Duke was explaining it, I would have said you would be in the dugout and you're looking around and you've got fans to your left and right, like as if you're actually in the stadium.
Okay, yeah.
And then as you look down, that's when you've got like a 2D maybe.
So, Manchester City's fifth penalty taker was Ederson.
I was watching it in the corner of my eye here. And he scored.
He scored. His fifth penalty is insane.
Rudiger for the W,
yeah. And he scores. But wow, amazing. I'm just glad they don't do a double treble. But I love the fact that Ederson's taking that penalty, by the way. That is quality.
That's a proper City thing, because Joe Hart used to do that, didn't he, back in the day?
Oh, yeah, he did actually, yeah. So manager view, Matt. Sorry, I haven't given you my view on the manager view. I think the manager view is something that I'm well up for. Anything that can give us that kind of immersive view. Because, I mean, you could just put yourself anywhere. So I'm gonna mention Cirencester Town here. So whenever I go and watch Cirencester Town, the manager always goes, there's a single stand on the opposite side of the pitch, and it's probably about 15, maybe 10, 15 rows of seats. And he'll always start the game sat in there for the first 10 minutes. And he said, oh, it's because I get to kind of see the way they line up and that and all this. So it is something that is used, obviously not in the higher leagues, but it is stuff that people think that they can gain that competitive edge by witnessing it, a different version of the way the game is set up. All I'll say, I don't care whether they add all new views, just don't take 2D out. But the manager view, I will yay it. I will yay that.
Okay, that one's over the line. Right, next one. I think Dave might like this one, based on previous conversations.
Ooh.
Managers can run set-piece routines, you know, outside of a game environment, like in a training thing, so you can actually trial the set-pieces you're doing. And obviously, we've just seen what happened with Man City and Real Madrid there live while recording, but including penalty practice, potentially saying, right, you five or you six players are likely to take a pen. Let's do something specific with you. Talking to them about where they're going to place it and all that kind of shit, you know. This is complicated, but, you know, set pieces even now had a bit of a vamp, but like, you know, you're saying far post or edge of the box and that's all that happens. You can't really do much to see what's going to work out.
I think with this, it's open to a lot of, especially the set piece, I think I'd like it a lot. And I think it'd be a really, really cool way to add a bit more customization to set pieces. My issue with this is if you can basically say, right, you three stand on the edge, you go short, and you literally tell them exactly where to put it, it's open to a lot of manipulation in the match engine. That's my only concern with it as such.
I guess I would like it
a lot.
The idea is you could see it played out on a training pitch, your attackers against defenders.
For sure, yeah.
I understand. And then the differentiation would be if you're playing against Real Madrid and they do zonal marking, it's going to be different to man marking, to, you know, to
I am for that. I'd just be, the small part of me would be concerned about match engine stuff, but with the new match engine or whatever, whenever it's due, I'm sure they'll be able to jump on stuff like that a lot quicker, hopefully.
Yeah, for me it would just be the OP-ness of it, because we already know that a good set piece routine can be make or break a team. But then again, a good set piece can make or break a real life team, right? You look at the statistics when you go through. There are standout teams in the Premier League and in other leagues that do manipulate their way around a set piece, a corner, you know, a long throw, whatnot. I mean, it's always been the famous thing for the Rory Delap long throws, right?
Yeah.
Dave, you're probably too young to remember that, but like, I just remember it being utter carnage, and always against Arsenal, but utter carnage. It was great. So, and it does happen.
my thought process would be that you don't have complete freedom to you know, manipulate or turn the set piece thing
just
upside
to test
down.
Certain things.
But you're saying, well, I'm going to do an edge of the box, and I've got a guy here. I want to see how they'll do that in training. And then whatever you see in training, you expect to see it in the game. Now, if the opposition marks up the right players, then they're going to break it down. But at least you'll see what you're going to do in the game in the training session prior to that.
Yeah, okay. I think it opens a can of worms. And I think that how long would people seriously spend in that? Because you would be trying to millimeter. Oh, if I move him 1 millimeter to the left, is he going to make that ball better? And I think it will just, somebody will sit there, create something that will guarantee goals every time you get a corner. You then start playing, shooting from distance because you know the keeper might save it. Tip it for a corner, you're going to get a goal.
Some people need fresh confidence.
That's my only concern.
Let's give it to them.
Well, a couple more then, Matt, before you deliver a shit quiz and we can all go to bed.
Yeah. Here's one. Make manager money / earnings a thing in Football Manager over the course of time, including compensation if and when you get sacked.
No.
Miles is
fucking Sims, mate. I just want to play fucking Football Manager.
Again, going back to FIFA Manager, this was a thing on there where you used to be able to like buy an engagement ring or go on a golf course. You don't do it. You just use them. What's the point? Miles has commented on these loads as well. He's not a fan of it. He's like, what are you going to spend it on? Your mortgage or whatever. Like, you
my
know,
only but. Argument for it was, and I was always pro this for a while, and that was if you wanted to self-pay for your coaching badges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then it was going to be always difficult to kind of rationalize how much of that money you see. A, because if you're being paid 50 grand a week, you're not going to see all 50 grand of it, i.e. tax, national insurance and pension,
mortgage.
All this real life bollocks shit. Yeah. Then the other side of things, you're going to have bills, you know, these managers, you know, so how much of that, okay, you earn 50 grand a week, you're going to see 5 grand a week of it that you might put, you know, it just ain't going to work. I get what you're saying, but like, what else are you going to buy it? Man?
Yeah. What are you going to do with this?
You know.
Cool. Right. Let's do
last one.
I've got two or three, but we'll do them speed rounds. I've got a bunch of others that we can maybe talk about another week, but we'll do these ones kind of lightning rounds. Manager influence on team kit evolution, potentially manufacturer. I don't think sponsor, but we know bottom line that the kits don't change in game, and obviously it's licensing. But even if there was no licensing and you still have kits that you can influence how they look and evolve, and again, with licensing, you could maybe look at the kits.
Can I just say... At the end of the day, you can do it yourself. You can do it now. I've just gone out and I've reached out to custom kits and I've made my own kits and now I've put them in the game.
The only thing with that though, dude, you can't change. I don't know if there's a way to do it via in-game edit. You can't change the colours of the away, like the commentary bar and stuff, can you? No. So if you were to change your away kit tomorrow, you would have to make sure it's the same colour as what the actual in-game away kit was, wouldn't you? To keep, you don't have to.
No, but, I think you can in the in-game editor do that.
Yeah. But if you want to keep your game vanilla, I like the idea, but when you know what actually happens behind the scenes and whatnot, you know, with licensing, it won't happen. I like it, and I would like that, especially if you're on a one club save for such a long time. But it's, I'm not sure if you can.
I think there's just so many third party ways of getting around it if you needed to.
Oh, you can get around it, yeah. No, you know,
it'd be nice.
Like I said, I've just done it on my save.
Be nice. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you should see my kits I've got. They're lovely.
Okay.
You can do it in my Discord. Link in the description.
Bosh. Next up, manager ability to negotiate the staff and or the roles you might want or need going into a new job. Probably more so if you're offered a job or potentially if you start a new career and you've got like unemployed staff that you might want to try and bring in. So like, let's say...
You can do that
in the interview stages. They ask you if you want to do any changes to the staff.
Yeah, so,
but you still have to go and do it all yourself and offer the contracts and negotiate. Like I would say have it as built in, right?
No, so
I want to bring these three staff members.
No. So basic... it's a little bit different with the compensation thing. What you can do when you're offered a job and they ask if you want to make any changes, In the interview, basically, you say what budget you need for the changes.
Right.
So
okay.
When you say you need, and you don't need a big budget, when they're about to offer you the job, before they offer it you, they say, "Do you need, what changes do you want to do?" And they'll give you a set bill, like a set compensation,
right,
like bill. But what you, the only thing you can do, I don't know if it's your first job how it works, but you can sack people. It'll tell you how much compensation it is to sack them. And then you can go back to your old club and hire people from your old club. It comes up with a list and it will offset the costs, basically. Some coaches will say they're not interested in joining, but if they're interested in joining you at your new club, you can tick them and they'll join automatically when you join.
Right.
But okay, but I think that. If there were a free agent staff role, it's like, I think you do have to go out your own way to apply them separately. So I get what you mean.
I think you could do
degree.
It in such a way that's like, I want to bring my assistant, I want to bring this set piece coach and this physio and this.
From an old club, you can, as long as they're happy to join and as long as you've got the compensation. Yeah, yeah.
But going on that, and a bit of a tangent, and I mentioned it in the pod before about when I've been doing the Penty, one thing that really frustrates me is when you go and have an interview with a club, and I think this is something that we can put on the forum, that you should be given like a dossier of the club and of the players. So you should be like, get all the latest scout reports, because you can't really see how good these players are. And then you literally, the minute you walk through the door, when you accept the job, you know exactly how good everybody is and you have access to everything. Like, you should be able to have the ability to kind of look and go, right, I've got like the scouts in, they think this guy's this good, this guy's this good. Okay, actually, there's a bit of prospect here. I could work well with this. You know, you should maybe have to sign an NDA, which I guess you would not have to do in game, but you know, you should be able to have a little look and see. And that's something that I have mentioned before.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning that as well. Okay, last but not least, this is kind of a basic one, but it's a bit more realistic in my opinion. Being able to actually hire and base scouts in a country rather than having assignments. Like, if you think about a scouting network of a club, it's not like all the scouts have an office in where the manager sits and they're just traveling all the time. That you could actually have your scouts, you don't have to kind of mess with assignments and have them, you know, you actually, scouts are based around the world or specific countries, and you can go more intensive, and that then in turn has an influence, for example, on your youth intake, as well as, you know, the recommendations. I think that would be a lot more realistic and you could do a lot more with it.
One thing that I have found in this little feature roulette thing you've just done, I'm glad you're not picking the features for the new game. That's all I'm saying.
This was me unemployed. I'm unemployed trying to get a job
this
here.
This is probably his only one that's good. Oh, I think you're right. I think that is absolutely right. I think you should be able to have people positioned around the world rather than having a set assignments.
Right, Dave, you get that up on the forum. Thanks a million. Cheers.
What do I have to do?
Right. I do have I have more, but we'll save them for another day.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Perfect. You got quiz medals?
You want a quiz?
Yeah.
Last week I offered you the choice of a football or an FM quiz. You chose football, so this week you're getting the FM one. It's an interesting one as well, because Dupe, at the top of the show, you did say to me that I was looking for fights and choosing violence and the like. The theme of this quiz is basically who would win in a fight. I have a list of 10 players from the Premier League who, as per the latest data update, are the top 10 players who I would think are most likely to win a fight because they have the highest combination of strength and aggression. So basically, you're taking high strength, high aggression, and seeing who has the highest. And I've got 10 players in the Premier League. So if you have FM open, don't look at it.
I'm just shutting mine down now.
Lies. So yeah, I basically want to hear who you think are the strongest / most aggressive players in the Premier League at the beginning of FM24. Dave, we'll start with you. Eyes on me.
Sorry.
I've just shut mine down. You can check my Discord.
So what was it again, sorry? Strength and aggression.
Strength and aggression, basically. So like, if somebody has, I don't know, 15 strength and 14 aggression, then that would be 29 divided by 2 and so on and so forth. And I've got a list.
I'm going to go with, or just in the Premier League, sorry, or
just
the
Premier
whole
League,
game?
Yeah, just Premier League.
Oh, right, okay. I'm going to go with, let's try Erling Haaland.
Erling Haaland is not in the top 10.
Wow.
Needs to be
I'm going
to
go with Casemiro.
Yeah, shout.
Casemiro is on the top of the list with two others, having 18 aggression and 17 strength. Gets to a point. Good shout.
There's probably going to be like DMs in it. João Palhinha.
João Palhinha is not on the list.
Ah.
Dupe.
Not a good start.
Lisandro Martinez.
Lisandro is not on the list.
The most aggressive man in the world.
Mustn't have the strength
he's
to go
with.
He's
the hardest bastard I know. Mate, any fight that you're going to say, I am putting him up number one.
So you need to, like, he might have 20 aggression, but he might have 12 strength, and that brings it down.
Do no, he's strong as fuck as well. I wouldn't fight him.
This is, I wonder if Wolves players on there. Let's go Mario Lemina. I'll do the attributes. I still don't know.
Incorrect.
Oh, no.
Ruben Diaz.
Ruben Diaz is not on the list.
Van Dijk.
Virgil van Dijk, with 16 aggression and 17 strength, is on the list. Puts him in and around number 9. Gets you a point.
Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
Incorrect. He's just got 20 tackling. I can throw you a few clues as well if needed.
Maybe Maguire. Harry Maguire.
Maguire is not,
he's not
on
that
the
aggressive
list.
I'll go for Onana, the midfielder. Onana.
Onana's not on the list.
I'm just trying to think of defensive-minded players.
Yeah, I was trying to think.
There are quite a few defensive-minded players on the list in terms of defenders, DMs, and the odd random.
Rodri.
Rodri is not,
you said that,
on the top 10.
Oh,
what about Hoyland?
Hoyland is not on the list. Is he very aggressive?
Oh, he's very strong, yeah, very aggressive, yeah. Otherwise, I would have fucking said it, would I?
Let me know if you want a little clue.
Oh, can we just start shouting our names now?
Yes. Thiago Silva? I don't.
Incorrect.
Declan Rice.
Declan Rice is incorrect.
João Gomes.
Incorrect. Just going to name
Thomas
one.
Thomas Partey.
Incorrect.
Flipping heck.
Do you want me to throw you a few nationalities?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
So you've already had Casemiro, but in fact, I have 4 other Brazilians in this top 10.
Anthony.
Incorrect.
Not strength, fair.
He's aggressive. Ask his missus.
Murillo from Forest.
It's a good Murillo shout. It's close, but it's not him.
Gabriel.
Gabriel, yeah, of Arsenal. 16 aggression, 17 strength, level with Van Dijk. Gets to a point.
Does that mean Saliba's on there then?
Incorrect.
Oh, suck it. Suck me.
So there are 3 other Brazilians on the list.
Why can't I think of any Brazilians there?
I have 2 Brazilian centre backs on this list.
Are they all playing in the Prem? They're not loaned out enough, are they?
I don't believe so. I have 2 Brazilian centre backs. One of whom,
oh, why can't I think,
plays for Nottingham Forest and isn't Murillo.
Not Murillo.
Nope.
Oh man, I don't. We literally played him the other day. Have they got another player on there, Forest? And they got like a centre mid. He's quite good, Danilo or something like that.
No.
He's what not about the Villa one? What's the Villa one?
Diego Carlos.
Yeah.
Diego Carlos gets Dave a point. 16 aggression, 18 strength. Puts him.
Merry Christmas.
Hello, Merry Christmas.
And you still tried Louise. Thiago Silva, haven't you?
Yeah, I tried.
Douglas Luiz is not on the list.
Yeah, I tried Thiago. I can't think of any of us.
So for that Brazilian defender, I'm going to give you his career path. União Mogi, Corinthians, Porto, Atletico Madrid, Nottingham Forest.
Oh, Felipe.
Felipe gets you the point. 18 aggression, yeah, 16 strength.
I think he's packing it in. That's why I can't remember if he's leaving.
He plays for West Ham.
Now, to get the last Brazilian, this is a midfielder.
Oh.
And this happens every time I do a quiz.
The thing is, it sounds like it should be easy.
Joelinton.
Shout. Oh, 17 aggression.
Of course it fucking is.
18
of course
strength,
it is.
Number 3.
So he's actually so good on FMO, Joelinton.
He is.
He's actually amazing.
I have a former Wolves player on this list.
Not Jota, no.
The right winger.
Willy Bolly.
17 aggression, 17
strength. He doesn't play right wing. I was thinking of Traore.
Oh, Adama.
Yeah.
Adama is not on the list. He doesn't have the aggression. I did check, just in case. We have 3 left on this list. I have an English player, an English international on this list. Not John Stones.
Lewis Dunk.
Incorrect.
Luke Shaw.
Is an English international when he is fit.
Fit.
Therefore, may not win a fight.
Because Calvin Phillips.
Incorrect.
John Stones, we had, yeah.
Yeah, no, not him. Not John Stones. He is a defender.
When fit.
Implying that he's never fit, therefore. Incorrect.
Reece James
gets Dupe the point.
Unreliable, unfit.
I wouldn't have said his strengths are there.
No, I wouldn't have said that, but I've gone on the fact he plays for England, he's never fit.
16 aggression, 18 strength. 2 more on the list, boys. We have already had 2 players from Forest in Felipe and Willy Bolly. There is a third on this list.
They've got another. No. Is it the striker? A one-year-me, or is that how you say?
Incorrect.
Chris Wood.
Incorrect.
They've got a centre mid. I don't know what his name is. Brazilian or South American of sorts, or not?
Neither.
Oh, class. Nikita.
Incorrect. He is a midfielder. I'm going to give you his career path. Toulouse. PSV Eindhoven.
Sangare.
Ibrahim. Sangare gets you a point. Right, we are down to the last one, and it's 5-4 in favour of Dave as a party.
Oh,
I didn't realise it was that close.
The one that's left on the list is number 2 on the list. And interestingly, of all those players, isn't a defender or a DM. His role is arguably what I would call AMRLC.
Bruno Fernandes.
Incorrect.
Oh, this player. Not that it would be.
I had to guess United player, so I wasn't wrong. So I couldn't.
Would you like career path or would you like nationality?
Nationality.
This player is Italiano.
Jorginho?
Incorrect.
He plays more defensive.
Italian?
Yeah, this one surprised me, to be fair. But it is what it is. He's number 2 of the top 10. He's level with Casemiro and Joelinton somehow.
Tonali?
Incorrect.
I can't think of
Italians in the Premier League.
I'll give you his career path.
Yeah.
Youth career began at Genoa. He then, staying at youth level, went to Fiorentina. In terms of senior career, There is a club here called Virtus Entella, but we'll leave that. Then Inter Milan, Roma, Galatasaray.
Oh, what's his name?
Come on, Dupe. Get in there quick before he gets.
I can picture him. What's his
name? And the Premier Nicola Zaniolo.
Oh, really?
Really, yes.
You, mate, Dupe, you actually got it half right because you made the bet joke as well. He was the other one doing the bets.
18 aggression right. And 17 strength.
He's like a stick in it. I would have said he was.
2024.
Yes, man. Oh.
Absolutely insane. Oh. I had to check it. I couldn't believe it when he was like.
The only one I could think of, right, that didn't actually make any sense was an Italian in the Premier League, but he wasn't a midfielder, was Ogbonna. And I just had Ogbonna in my mind, and that was the West Ham defender. Yeah. And I just couldn't get anywhere out of that. I actually Googled it just to make sure he definitely was a centre back.
But that's okay, the list. Apparently, Dave. Yeah, Casemiro, Zaniolo, and Joel Linton.
You would never have got that. We'd never have got that. Ever.
Nope.
So, that does bring episode 349 to a close. You can find the links for each of us in the podcast description or by visiting 5starpotential.com, where you can find all of our latest Football Manager content. 5-Star Potential is available on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, and most of our popular podcast apps and platforms, where a new podcast released every single week. Thank you all for listening. There'll be more for us next week. Say goodbye, folks.
Goodbye, folks.
Goodbye, folks.